Softly.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane 25 grade. Kusatu sê die dood van 14 soldate van die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Weermag in die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo kan direk verbind word met begrotingsbesnoeiings. Die voorval het verlede maand plaasgevind. Woordvoerder Zanele Sabela het gister aan die einde van die Vakbond Federasie se bestuurskomitee vergadering gesê dit het die Weermag sonder onder meer voldoende bronne gelaat.
The CEC called for a dedicated analysis of the situation in the DRC to deepen our understanding of the issue and South Africa's role in it. The Federation is also set to revive contact with the trade union movement in the DRC as part of its international solidarity campaign.
Die Gesondheidsdepartement het 3 nuwe gevalle van aappokke in Gauteng bevestig. Dit bring die totaal gevalle in Suid-Afrika op 28 te staan, sê dit Mei verlede jaar. Een van die nuwe gevalle is 30-jarige man van Ekurhuleni, Cliff Shiko berig.
The two other cases are a 30-year-old man and a 27-year-old woman, both from Ekurhuleni, who were detected through contact tracing. The department says all the patients are self-isolating at home and urged the public not to panic. This increases the cumulative number of positive cases from 25 to 28, including 3 deaths since the outbreak in May last year. Common symptoms of mpox include a rash which may last 2 to 4 weeks, fever, headache, back pain, low energy and swollen glands. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Beerkrag bly opgeskort. Eskom woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena sê egter die opwekkingskapasiteit in die stelsel bly beperk. Dit terwyl Eskom steeds volhou met hoë vlakke van onderhoud.
This is part of our efforts to improve fleet reliability in preparation for the high winter demand, while also meeting environmental license conditions and regulatory requirements. There's heightened focus on returning units to service as part of the generation recovery plan, which has been in place since March 2023.
En Suid-Afrikaanse onderwysstelsel in sy huidige vorm is verouderd en nie ingestel vir toekomstige loopbaan nie. Dit is volgens die Opleidingsinstituut en Loopbaanontwikkelingsagentskap iFundi, sy uitvoerende hoof Stefan Laube sê dat met kunsmatige intelligensie vooruitgang wêreldwyd is verandering nodig.
I think we need to redesign our curriculum to make them more relevant for today. But secondly, we then need to update or incapacitate our teachers so that they're able to teach those new subjects. Thirdly, I think we need to give wide access to the schools, to all schools, especially in rural areas, to the internet. That means a computer equipment and also Wi-Fi.
Jacaranda FM het gekyk na die impak van kunsmatige intelligensie op die arbeidsmark in die land. So om hierdie storie te sien, besoek jacarandafm.com en klik op news. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 10 uur.
Jacaranda FM Weekends be like.
Like -4 degrees, and I get what you